Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that gives you insights and resources in how to live a more courageous life. We look to assist you on your hero's journey in any way that we can. Truth is our compass, humanity, our tribe. Welcome and let's get started.
I think it's just going to get weirder and weirder and weirder. And finally, it's going to be so weird that people are going to have to talk about how weird it is. I look for the invention of artificial life, the cloning of human beings, possible contact with extraterrestrials, possible human immortality. This is what it's like when a species prepares to depart for the stars. You don't depart for the stars under calm and orderly conditions. It's a fire in a madhouse. And that's what we have, the fire in the madhouse at the end of time. This is what it's like when a species prepares to move on to the next dimension. The entire destiny of all life on the planet is tied up in this. We are not acting for ourselves or from ourselves. We happen to be the point species on a transformation that will affect every living organism on this planet at its conclusion.
Hello, Base Campers. I hope you're all doing well. That was the great mystic and futurist Terence McKenna speaking about this moment that we're all living in right now, and he was speaking about it all the way back in 1998. Think about that. Terence was the man. Today is a bit of an odd little short format fire starter, under 10 minutes, with that Terence McKenna clip and then a song at the end. And I came across this idea for this episode as I was on my run around Green Lake here in Seattle. I had a playlist on, and the song Feels So Good by Chuck Mangione, which was one of the popular songs of the day when I was a little kid. And it made me think back to my childhood, being in my mom's car when this song came on. It's a simple little jazz and trumpet song, you've certainly heard it, that conveys its central theme, Feels So Good. And I realized that this thread of joy and God and divine guidance and love and humanity and family, it's absolutely essential for our ascension and redemption. The globalists, the Luciferians, call them whatever you want, they can't stand this about us, our divine spark, the life force and emotional life that gives meaning to this whole mythic storyline. And it got me thinking about something the ancient Greeks referred to as the good, the true, and the beautiful. This ancient Platonic ideal contains these three qualities or principles that are transcendent. And these principles transcend nationalities. They transcend Democrat, Republican, woke, patriot, Trump as king versus Trump as Hitler. The good, the true, and the beautiful is a wonderful lens and mirror and barometer to see and feel how we are doing at each stage. And you can see the attack on these in the mainstream culture and the mainstream media. The education system is dumbing the kids down, which is not true or good or beautiful. Our once proud cities look ravaged by crime and addiction and filth. Again, nothing true or good or beautiful going on down the street. The media landscape is a viper's den of lies and deception. Again, not good or true or beautiful. So much so that you could, as a practice, completely invert everything the media says and have a more accurate portrait of what is going on. And yet we still have laughter. We still have beautiful children being born and raised. We still have joy in one another. Even as we see all the absurdity of it all, the way Terence McKenna said in the beginning, if Terence McKenna is correct and moving into a higher dimension is like a fire in the madhouse, then the game becomes how do we hold on to the good and the true and the beautiful inside of the fire in the madhouse? And that is what we're all attempting to do. No wonder people are freaking out about every little thing and bracing for God knows what. It's important to keep one another close in these times, even if it's just two or three trusted friends and family members. Large numbers in your tribe do not matter anymore. This is not a popularity contest. The fire in the madhouse moment has us reach only for those most important to us, to keep alive the good, the true, and the beautiful as we watch this insanity reveal itself to this beautiful planet and all of the confused, traumatized, and loving humans who call it home. I was going to conclude with a classical music piece, but God was whispering about this song, so this song it is. And remember, Base Campers, you and I, we belong to the light. We'll see you next week.
Surprised how well you cut my vibe. feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you, really. I've invested too much time to give you up that easy. Do the doubts that complicate your mind.
Inside me, I see your face.